Oh, would you look at that? Another tiny human. I should have known that when the bell rung. Well, you see, each time that bell rings, I always check my territory. And every time I come here to the altar, there's always another human tied to it. So, hello there, tiny human. I guess you were next in line for people they didn't want in the village anymore, huh? So, were you a newcomer, maybe? Or a visitor? It doesn't really matter. Do you want me to untie you from the altar, or do you want to just stay there? Come on, let me untie you. Hey, there's no need to cry like that. I'm not going to hurt you or eat you. Humans are just tiny versions of giants, you know? Mostly the same, except for the size. I don't even know where that rumor came from. Of giants eating humans? It could be. In the past that my kind ate humans, but personally, I find that just wrong. Ugh. And disgusting. As if I would have felt any fuller from eating one of you. Huh? Well, you are very, very, very small compared to me. I would have had to eat at least, let's say, normal sized human, maybe 20 for me to even become semi-full. Why that specific number? I don't know, it's just a guess. But seeing as I eat at least 4 moose to get full, and even then, I usually have them with vegetables, and they're roughly around 1,200 pounds of meat after removing all the bowels and bones and such. Though I would say it's even more than that, since I'm just doing a rough estimate here. And just a human such as yourself, not so much. Oh, well, you see, I've kind of had this kind of conversation before too. With other humans from the village that were deemed to be different or visiting. I don't get why they judge each other so harshly. And it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, why toss someone out just because they're a little bit different? I guess they would call you an offering to appease me, I suppose. I just still don't understand. Ugh. This is giving me a headache. What I do with other people? You mean the so-called other offerings? Well, I just carry them to the other side of my mountain and help them on their way. They can choose to stay and recover with me if they want to do that before they move on. But usually they just stay for a day or two before heading off. I have a lot of different equipment and clothes that I found around my territory. And as you can guess, they are too small for me. So, yeah. I keep them because it's so fascinating to just look at and study. And it's not like it's really taking up much space. And if the little human ones are needed for their travels, they can have it. Other than studying them, I don't really have any uses for it. And what happens to them after that? How am I supposed to know? Or, well, there was one that came back and thanked me. Told me a little bit about their life. I have tried save them, then just headed off again and continuing their life. It was kind of sweet of them to just swing by. They actually gave me a present for my hospitality and kindness when they first met me, so. Huh? What they gave me? Oh! It was a mug. They had taken a lot of time just to make it big enough for me to use. It's really nice woodwork and beautiful carvings on the outside. So many details. It's very precious to me. I seldom use it though, since I don't want it to be ruined. I have other mugs to drink from. Not really a big problem. Made them myself. Just, I've never really gotten any presents before. This is the first time I've received one, as far as I can remember. And it really would have been a shame if it got stained, or if I dropped it, or something like that. I just want to keep it as it is, you know? Untarnished. Pristine. We better get going. The wind is picking up, and I can see some dark clouds in the distance. What do you say, human? Want to seek shelter in my home? Or do you want me to just bring you to the other side of the mountain right away? With me, huh? Well, come on then. Get on my hand. And I promise not to drop you, tiny human. And it's also much safer in my hand than in my pockets. This way you can also see where we're going. You ready? Let's go.